So at this time and in these lockdown streets, there may be a few things that you want to do. You may want to learn a new skill, you may want to learn a new language, you may want to learn how to cook, or you may just want to sleep the lockdown away. Either way is up to you. If you do want to learn a new course, Udemy is fantastic for that. They have a course on just about anything and everything. We have put a link below so that you can access what we think may be some of the most useful courses to you. God bless you. So it's been a while since I've sat down in front of the podcast mic to just share what, you know, has been on my heart. I've definitely sat down in front of it to interview other people or to produce a podcast series that's come out or will come out on the network. But 2020 has been wild, and we are currently in, you know, what we know to be unprecedented times. Although it may have happened in generations past or times gone past, it certainly hasn't happened like this in my lifetime. And I really wanted to share some of the thoughts, some of the pullings of the heart, some of the things I'm studying in scripture, share some of the tips that are building my faith, and also some of the things I'm struggling with, I guess, a little bit. Then I just pray that you'll be blessed by it. Currently, as I record this podcast, we are about to enter week 3 of lockdown. Lockdown means that for some, they've been actually practicing social distancing for over a month. Lockdown means that we're working from home. I'm currently at home with my husband and my baby that's 11 months and my son that's 4, and you know, we're working through what, you know, if for the most, I've got my sister-in-law, and for the most part, what is a new normal. But the normal, as for a lot of people, is chaos. And, you know, as I record this podcast, currently we've hit the million mark across the world of people who have contracted the coronavirus. Unemployment rates are at all-time high in the US. You know, we in the UK have had a hospital built, Nightingale Hospital, built in just 9 days. And you kind of, I don't know if you've been checking or listening into, if you're in the UK, to Boris Johnson's 5 p.m. updates, as it were, now being taken over by Matt Hancock as Boris Johnson is self-isolating himself. And you sort of take a step back, don't you? And you think, goodness me, what the hell is going on? 2020, if we're honest, it started in a wild way for me. You know, we've had the death of Kobe Bryant. We've seen, you know, we had Caroline Flack. Major news headlines breaking out. And if I'm honest, really sad times, as we know that even as a lot of people are on lockdown, or well, really everyone is on lockdown and being encouraged to stay home, for some people their home is not their sanctuary, and we've seen a rise in domestic abuse and domestic violence cases since we've been on lockdown, and things that really, if I'm honest, have just grieved my heart. And you know, for a long time, I've had to be praying, because I think when these sorts of things happen, it's very easy to just jump on and react. But I really had to say to God, you know, what does this mean? And I suppose this first part was the first question I asked myself. And it was, Toby, what do you believe? Or do you really believe? Do you really believe? You know, I study with the Sage family, and we've been studying the Word of God together for about maybe 15 years. And in the last, I want to say month, but if we're really honest, even longer than that, actually, maybe 6 months to a year, that's a reoccurring question that we've been asking ourselves. Do you really believe? Or what do you believe? Raised in a Christian home, definitely call Jesus Christ Lord, attend church. Many people that are connected with the W Talk Network or may know me, you know that I'm a lover of the Word of God. I believe it is the infallible Word of God. And then all of this happens around you and you're like, oh my goodness. So what is your value system? What do you really believe? And what will be your response? What is your response to the unexpected? What is your response when things don't go your way? I mean, 2020, as I said, it's been wild, but you almost couldn't make it up, because most people entered it in off the hype of a new decade, and I've got X planned, and I've got A planned and B planned and C planned, and me included, I had a lot planned for this year. My husband and I had a lot planned for this year, and many of those plans have to be revisited due to what we're currently experiencing across the world, across the globe. And it makes us really go back and think, okay, so what is important? And what do you believe, and do you really believe? What response will your faith be? It made me realize that while goals are important, and vision is important, and plans are important, all of those things need to be submitted before the Ancient of Days, who sits outside of time, because quite frankly, he is the only being that is not surprised by the coronavirus. He is not put out by this pandemic, and all the plans that you have are subject to him. But when you submit them to him, it means that actually you no longer feel afraid or out of control, because you have submitted it to the person that is in total control. So yeah, I put this podcast together, this series together, and I thought, actually, I'm just going to share some things, and this is just a real, I suppose, an introduction to that. Don't worry, it won't all be me speaking, but what do you believe, and do you really believe? Go back to your value system. Go back to it. What are your values? For me, as I know, as I said, it is that of faith. It is this fact of, yes, great plans, but I will surrender those plans. And it's like, actually, Toby, you matter. You matter. To whom much is given, much is required. And with each day that I have been given breath, with each waking moment that I've been given breath, to whom much is given, much is required. And may I use my breath to worship, definitely, but may my life be worship, so much so that I am available to him. Those have been my initial thoughts of lockdown. In the next part, I'll talk about family, because yeah, I'm locked up. I mean, no, I'm not locked up. I'm not locked up, or this is just lockdown. So do you have some extra time on your hands? Yay, me too. How are you feeling in these lockdown streets? Interested in starting a new book? Not really a reader? Don't like the glare on the screen? Have you heard of Audible? If you haven't, where have you been? Audible have literally hundreds of thousands of new books, from cooking books to romance novels to fiction books to how to build your faith. I mean, there's books in literally anything. We've got a link below so you can access Audible and have the world's books at your fingertips.